Words on Water.
Okay, we are here with Stephanie Jones, Senior Director of Conferences and Events for WEF, but I view her as just like the master behind the curtain of WEF Tech.
So, thank you, Travis.
Yeah, absolutely. So could you just give us an overall look at WEF Tech, where it is, when it is this year?
Sure. So WEF Tech is in New Orleans this year, September 29th through October 3rd, and we are happy to be back in New Orleans at the same time that they're celebrating their tricentennial anniversary. So the city has a great history of in water and water projects and water infrastructure projects. And their theme for the tricentennial is One Time in New Orleans. So when you're in the city, you'll see a lot of campaigns about that along those lines. So we're just really happy to have WEF Tech there in time to celebrate their tricentennial.
Yeah, and WEF and WEF Tech have a long history in New Orleans and have been there a number of times over the years.
A number of times. And I did forget to mention that this is the 91st WEF Tech.
Okay.
We're happy that WEF Tech continues to grow and continues to be successful.
Yeah. So I know that WEF Tech is referred to as the largest water quality event in the world. Why does it earn that title?
I believe it earns that title because of our trade show floor. We have over 900 exhibitors that represent a vast array of technology providers and manufacturers in the wastewater industry. We also have an unparalleled technical program that continues to draw prestigious speakers. And our participants are definitely engaged in our education and on the trade show floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that my first WEF Tech was in that convention center at New Orleans, and I was just blown away by how you can keep walking past exhibitors and booths, and just like it's an amazing, huge collection of exhibitors and equipment and so forth. So
yes, it is.
Okay, we are here with Susan Murther. She is the Director of WEF Tech Education. Susan, how are you doing?
I'm good, Travis. How are you today?
I'm well. I know you are super busy getting ready for WEF Tech. I know how much goes on there. So could you, I'm glad you could find some time to talk to us about the programming and content and education at WEF Tech. What's it looking like this year in terms of kind of your overall statistics?
Well, it's the usual. We're packed full. We have roughly 143 technical sessions, 13 mobile sessions, 26 workshops, and we have a number of other sessions in our two pavilions, the Innovation Pavilion and the Stormwater Pavilion. So we have a lot of additional sessions in those two locations. So as usual, it's quite packed.
Absolutely. And it gives people so many choices and combinations of choices for the types of material they want to go find out about. It's like there's endless combinations, really. What are some of the trends this year? You know, what are some of the hot topics? Where did you get a lot of submissions of proposals? What are the kind of the trends?
We have a lot of what I call the usual things, a lot on resource recovery, nutrient removal, energy recovery, things like that, sort of the core topics, the solids handling, you know, all the usual things. But then I also saw quite a thread of things on the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence and incorporating that throughout the treatment process. So we've got quite a few sessions with those topics kind of sprinkled throughout across a lot of the different tracks. So that one was kind of something I was pleased to see, that it's kind of permeating throughout. And some other normal things, like some of the disinfection technologies, there's a lot on the newer parasitic acid and other disinfection techniques that are coming out, and a lot of industrial papers, which I was very pleased to see on refinery and upstream, and kind of the latest on the whole industrial scene of water treatment issues. So that was really nice to see.
That's very interesting, and it makes sense to hear about the kind of boom in technology-related programming, especially some of those more, advanced, cutting-edge issues around, like you said, artificial intelligence and, big data, smart water, et cetera, so very interesting.
Yes.
What else would you want to say about the breadth of programming at WEFTEC?
I think one of the things I find most fascinating, we talk about how broad our program is, and typically we, the staff and also the over 200 person program committee that does all the hard work of sorting through all the proposals and the abstracts to get down to what's most important for people to see. It's hard. We all zero right in on the topics. You know, like I just did the same thing with you here. But to me, it's kind of interesting, too, to see the variety of ways that people can learn at WEFTEC. So there's all kinds of research on the way adults learn and the way we retain knowledge. And we're getting more sophisticated as a society about that. So it's interesting to see that, you know, we traditionally have a lot of lecture at WEFTEC, and we do still have that. And that is a very useful tool for learning. But we also have a lot more participatory learning. We have a lot of discussion groups and hands-on things and panels. So when you see in the program where it says interactive discussion or panel discussion, it's not just a placeholder. It's put there intentionally as facilitated time for people to hear from the audience, because we know people attending often have thoughts that can contribute to everyone else's learning as well. So there's a lot more of that type of hands-on things going on. And we have some of the video-based sessions, we call them the IKEs, the Interactive Knowledge Exchanges. Those are very popular, and we're continuing those again this year. Got more submissions than ever in that side of things. So just a lot of different ways to learn at WEFTEC. So that's sort of something that's kind of is hard to show in a program, in an on-site program or a mobile app, but you can participate as much as you want to at WEFTEC. And the other thing that I think about the breadth of the program that we don't talk about much is we talk about the variety of knowledge levels. So you can be an expert on one thing, but you don't maybe know something about something else. So WEFTEC is kind of offers you that ability to attend the knowledge development sessions, where it's really, instead of a moderator, we have an instigator, where we, you know, argue back and forth about the topic and really moving that knowledge forward. Or you can go to a lecture about something that you don't know enough about, but you want to get the basics. So I love that you can, you know, turn from being an expert to being a novice at something and still get the education you need all in the same place. So that to me is something fun about WEFTEC, that I see more and more of that.
Yeah.
And we have a whole track of fundamentals that cover across a whole bunch of different sessions and workshops. I think we have 13 fundamental sessions and 7 fundamental workshops. So again, we're trying to do both ends of the learning scale and everywhere in between.
I love that that name as an instigator instead of a moderator.
Yes, fun.
Yeah, exactly. I strive to be an instigator on a regular basis. Maybe one day at a conference. That's good. Well, I hear also one of the things this year is this these meetups that you're having. What's that all about?
So WEFTEC is so huge. It's sometimes maybe hard to connect with people who are interested in the same thing. So at a session, you'll hear somebody ask a question and you're like, oh, I need to meet that person. I have the same problem at my facility. But it's hard sometimes to catch up with somebody. So we're trying these meetups, we're calling them. This year we're calling them WEF chats, just to connect that it's WEF that's helping you connect with people. So we've got them organized throughout Monday through Wednesday, and it's just around a specific topic. And somebody will help facilitate. And literally, it's just for people to meet each other and do that all-important exchange of knowledge, connection with peers. So it's really a peer-to-peer networking kind of knowledge exchange.
Awesome. It's always amazing that you were able to add new aspects like that to an already jam-packed and pretty creative conference. So I hope folks do check that out.
Yep. So look for the WEF chat. So they'll be in the mobile app.
What do you think? What do you recommend with all of this programming and all these opportunities to learn and get educated? How do you think people should prepare or map out their WEF Tech experience then? What do you tell people?
I definitely think preparing ahead of time will make you not disappointed that you missed something. And the best way to do that is the mobile app. So everything is in there, whether it's a committee meeting or a session or, you know, everything else we've got going on. And we're updating that constantly. So the mobile app is the prime way to find something. And it's got all kinds of ways to map your own journey, and you can put in all kinds of different keywords, and you can connect with other people if you allow your profile to be public and people can find you, and all kinds of networking things that it does as well. So that's the easiest, but definitely prepare, because you don't want to get there and hear somebody talk about this fantastic session that you had no idea was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Susan, I will let you get back to the work of readying for WEF Tech. I know so much goes into it, but thanks for making the time to chat.
Yep. Thank you, Travis.
We are here with Sasha Carey. She is the Senior Director of Exhibitions. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. I am excited to talk to you about WEF Tech 2018. We're in New Orleans. The exhibition side of WEF Tech is always incredible. I remember the first time I went to WEF Tech, I was just blown away by the size of the exhibition floor. Tell us this year, what are the numbers look like? How many exhibitors are we going to have? How much space is going to be covered?
So right now we have just over 1,000 exhibiting companies, and we'll probably end up in the 1,020 range, I would say, when we are all said and done. Right now we have 298,000 square feet of exhibits, and we'll probably end up around the 300,000 square foot mark.
Yeah. This is why WEF Tech is called the world's largest water quality show, because everybody wants to be there and wants to have their place on that floor. What else is going to be new this year? What should people look for that they might not have seen before?
So we have a couple of new areas on the show floor this year that we're really excited about. One of them is the beer garden, which will be located in Hall I.
She said beer garden, in case you guys didn't catch that.
It will have beer.
Yes.
And a garden, sort of. It's going to be really fun. I think it's going to be exciting, and it is something new that we haven't done in this way before. We have offered reuse beer in the Innovation Pavilion in previous years during our Innovation Pavilion receptions, and some of those providers of reuse beer will be again providing beer to give away for folks to sample in the beer garden this year.
I think a lot of times we've had the taste tests or the events at a certain time, 5 o'clock or whatever, but the beer garden, it's going to be open a little bit more Monday and Tuesday from 1 to 5, I believe.
Yeah, and so, we're looking at possibly some Wednesday time as well, so stay tuned.
Okay, sounds good. Then there's another new area that'll be kind of close to the beer garden, right?
Mm-hmm. The Discovery Zone is kind of a new product area that we've introduced this year. We had discovered some innovative companies that were interested in coming into the show, but perhaps were not ready to have a full-blown booth. So we came up with a kind of a kiosk concept that was at a little bit of a lower price point that was a little more attainable for those new companies, because we always want to keep the show fresh and people always want to see new things. So we want to make sure that we maintain that balance and have some familiar faces, familiar companies that have been in the industry a long time, but also some newer folks that are just coming on the scene.
Yeah.
So that's the Discovery Zone, and it will be located very close to the Beer Garden, also in Hall I. So folks should definitely take some time to come down and check that out.
What else should folks look for on that exhibit floor?
Well, the Innovation Pavilion is always a highlight, and we will be continuing with that again this year. A whole new crop of startups will be featured in the Innovation Pavilion in Hall E. And we are, again, working with Blue Tech Research and Imagine H2O, and we'll be presenting the award winners that they chose this year for their innovation awards. I believe there are 14 companies that will be showing in that area. And then we have some alumni of the Innovation Pavilion that are exhibiting close by, kind of across from that.
Oh, that's cool. Keep them involved in that.
The companies are continuing to grow, and they're, you know, advancing what they've done and seeing how that progress is made and how their funding has progressed, and all of that is important too.
And then I know one of the most active areas on the exhibit floor is that operations challenge. What's in store? How's that look this year?
It's actually larger. It's been growing. And we're looking at another increase in size for 2019 because it's been so popular and there's so many teams that want to participate. And it's a great showcase for operators. And it's an opportunity for us to celebrate what they do and give them some visibility that they don't get day to day, perhaps, in their jobs.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear that it's going to be even larger, because it's pretty good size already, and there's a lot of activity and a lot of teams, so that's fun, folks. When does that run?
So there's a little bit of activity on Monday, but the main competition is all day Tuesday within the exhibition hall, and it's in Hall F, so it's right in the middle of everything. It really runs all day, so there's lots of things to see on Tuesday, and then they have their awards ceremony on Tuesday evening.
Okay. One area I hear people interested in is stormwater. That's a topic that continues to grow. What's going on with stormwater on the exhibit floor this year?
We have the Stormwater Pavilion. It's located in Hall C, and it's 30 or 40 companies and a theater area that has different content that's happening throughout the day. There's also two receptions, Monday and Tuesday from 5 to 6. There will be receptions in the Stormwater Pavilion. We thank our sponsors for that. And then the NGICP program and the Stormwater Institute also will have a presence in that area. So attendees that are particularly interested in stormwater management products and services, they should totally head over there and check everybody out.
Yeah, the National Green Infrastructure Certification Program has really just been rolled out nationally this year. So this is the first real good opportunity at WEFTEC for people to come and learn about it and hopefully get involved.
Absolutely.
The New Orleans Convention Center is a really long footprint, and you were telling me there's a way for people to help address that this year if they'd like.
Yes, we have what we call the WEFTEC trolley, and it's several golf carts actually that run up and down the main aisle, because it is a long walk. It's probably 3/4 of a mile from Hall B to Hall I-2 and the beginning of Hall J. So it helps folks that perhaps don't want to make that trek on foot. So you can hop on and hop off whenever you see the trolley. It moves slowly, of course, because there's also lots of people walking. But it is a nice way to get from one end to the other if you don't want to hike on your feet.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, Sasha, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for taking some time to tell us about the exhibition side of WEFTEC.
Thank you for having me.
We are here with Lori Harrison, Director of Creative Projects at WEF. How are you doing, Lori?
Great. How are you?
Good. You've been in charge of planning the opening general session at WEFTEC for many years. It's always a highlight of the conference. When is it this year?
It takes place on Monday, October 1st. And we're back to our regular time of 8:30 a.m. to 9:30.
Okay.
We had changed the format a bit last year, and we're returning to a more familiar program format.
And I know that it's always a very packed house. Like, we had about 2,000 people in the room last year, so folks better get there and get a seat. So, what's happening this year? What's on the program?
Well, the theme is Be a Hero, Water's Worth It, and it is going to tie into the overall conference theme, which is Join the Regeneration. We encourage you to stop by and learn what the definition is and how you fit in with that theme, but basically ties into the concepts of resource recovery and working together towards protecting and reusing our renewable resources. President, WEF President Jenny Hartfelder and WEF Executive Director Eileen O'Neill will both be giving opening remarks. We are expecting or hoping to have New Orleans Mayor Cottrell appear as well to welcome us to the city. Jenny and Eileen will kind of share the MC duties, welcoming the attendees, and they'll be talking about the overall conference theme and some specific WEF programs that tie into resource recovery and that regeneration theme. There will be the National Green Infrastructure Certification Program, an update on the resource recovery goals that we first announced at the opening general session last year.
Yeah, this will be the unveiling of kind of the first year of data of what's been gathered about how North American utilities are doing on water reuse and energy generation and nutrient recovery. So that'll be fun.
All right. And I think I believe it's the first time we've ever done a project of this nature.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. And another exciting thing is the relaunch of the Water's Worth It campaign.
Yeah.
And what's really exciting about that is that we first launched it at New Orleans, tying into the look and the feel of the conference theme with the circles. Mm. We were playing up that a little bit with it. We're coming full circle.
Yeah.
With Water's Worth It. And so we're giving it a new look, kind of regenerating the look. The messaging, a new website, we'll have a new line of merchandise and a lot of exciting things.
It's been very popular. It was very popular when it was launched. And so I know that the work that's gone into regenerating it will be well received and people will be excited to see all that get unveiled at WEF Tech. One of the highlights of opening general session is always the keynote speaker. So who do we have this year?
We have Kevin Brown. He is the author of a book called Any Movement, called The Hero Effect. And it's based upon his experiences with realizing the everyday heroes that were in his life, whether it be somebody who was a direct mentor or just somebody he encountered in the course of his day. Somebody that took the time to do just a little bit more, a little bit better. He has a great story that he tells about that. And he makes his story relatable to everyone because he really believes that everybody has the potential to be an everyday hero. And we thought that message would really resonate with our audience of water professionals because that's how we see them. We
absolutely.
See you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are the heroes on the front lines of defense for clean water for our communities. And we really thought that message was important to put out there, and it ties well in to the overall Water's Worth It theme, as well as the resource recovery and all of the programs that we're talking about, because it really defines why we do what we do and the difference that we're making and how the water sector sets itself apart as people who, it's not just a job.
Right.
It's a passion that they have, and it's a way of life. And I don't think I've ever met anybody who worked in water who wasn't excited about it.
Yeah.
It's not just a job. And we wanted to celebrate that.
Sure. And it sounds like Kevin will kick everybody's enthusiasm for water up even further.
Yes, so. We believe so. He's very charismatic, very engaging. And we hope that he will help us build the momentum that we would like to have with the relaunch of Water's Worth It so we can carry out that message to all the audiences, whether it be the general public, decision makers, people entering the field, choosing careers. We would like to build up workforce development. So the campaign can really be applied any way you need it. So we're excited.
Good deal. All right. We are here with Morgan Brown to talk about getting oriented at WEF Tech. And you have something to tell us about, a way that people can kind of find their way around and set themselves up for success at the conference.
Yes. So the biggest takeaway for new people that are just going to WEF Tech for the first time is to make sure that you download the WEF Events app. And this is going to have everything that you're going to need to maneuver your way around WEF Tech.
So I guess they can get that on the iTunes
store. Yep, yep, you just download it from the App Store, and it'll sync up to WEFTECH 2018. And from there, you can look at a variety of things from, like, the exhibitors to the technical sessions to different schedules, everything that you'd want to see.
And it has even, like, the maps on there, right? It's got maps, the show floor.
Yeah, so if you are looking for a certain exhibitor, you can look up where their booth is, and you can even favorite the exhibitors that you want to visit, and it will map out the most direct route to get to the different booths you want to go to. Since the floor is so big, it can be very easy to get lost.
Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten lost myself before.
Yes.
What else do you want to kind of talk about as part of getting oriented there and using the app?
Well, it has a lot of different features. One is you can interact with other attendees, so you can set up different, like, meeting requests if you want to meet with someone, which is a really cool feature. Another cool thing is that you can look up what's happening right now. So if you have some free time and you want to see what sessions are happening or what's going on the exhibit floor, you can see what's happening and make your way to see what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can also, if you set up your schedule and favorite all of the different events you want to go to through the app, you can set reminders too, so that you make sure that you won't miss anything.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So if people want to learn a bit more about the app and using it to enhance their WEFTECH experience, how can they do that?
So we're going to have two different events that we encourage first-time attendees to go to. The first will be on Tuesday, September 18th, and that's going to be a webcast, and we'll go through all the features of the app and the different events that we want to highlight for first-time attendees. And then the other orientation is right before the opening general session on Monday at WEFTECH, and that starts at 7:45 a.m.
And I imagine folks can go to weftech.org to kind of link up to the webinar, to register for it or whatever.
Yeah, all of the information will be available to register for the webcast and make sure that you can either attend that or the in-person orientation. So it'll have a lot of good information.
Sounds good. I mean, I know that even as a staff person, I download the app and use it to survive the gauntlet of activities. So
yeah, it's really, really crucial because it's just such a big event and there's so many great things going on. You just want to make sure you don't miss anything.
Absolutely. Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
Words on Water.